One of the highest proportion of poor people in our community are senior women. Unfortunately, if you've worked your entire life at a pay scale that's supposed to be equal to a male, but you're receiving less, when you retire, you make significantly less in Social Security and pension benefits if you're lucky enough to have a pension. And why should it matter to the greater community? Because it increases the costs for everyone when we have to address these issues.
That's Poloncarz talking about the effects of wage discrimination. He says he's now asking the ECIDA to enforce a policy that would require applicants for tax incentives to prove they pay their female employees the same as male employees in similar positions with similar experience. Commissioner of Public Advocacy Saree Becker says raising awareness of wage inequality is part of the solution.
Women in every state experience the pay gap, and some states are worse than others. The pay gap is worse for women of color. Women face a pay gap in nearly every occupation. And even while more education is an effective tool for increasing earnings, it is not an effective tool against the gender pay gap.
On average, the annual earnings for women are 77% of their male counterparts. Becker says as a society, we cannot rest until women's wages reach 100%. She says it's only then that we can reach gender equality. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.